This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Walter Mosley is the best-selling author of many mystery novels. His writing often features Detective E.Z. Rollins and takes mystery readers into working-class black American life, ranging from jazz clubs to bayous and sometimes even jail. Mosley also has strong ideas about politics. His latest book is an essay about world peace in which Mosley opposes a possible U.S.-led war against Iraq. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the novelist about his anti-war position.
Walter Mosley's new book, What Next? A Memoir to World Peace, starts with the story of his father's experience in World War II. Mosley writes that his father, a black man, never thought of himself as a full American citizen until German soldiers began shooting with equal vengeance at white GIs as well as at him. Mosley says he had a similar breakthrough about his American identity on September 11th, 2001.
When I'm looking out of my window and I see these planes crashing into the World Trade Center, I'm saying, wow, these guys, just like my father, these guys are shooting at me. This is my issue just as much as anybody else.
Well, in your book, you describe African Americans as having a finer sense of justice than white Americans.
Yeah, well, because white Americans have, on the whole, have not experienced terrorism. You listen to them, they say, there has been no terrorism in the United States. And they don't identify immediately with the terrorism of lynchings, thousands of lynchings across the country.
So when President Bush says, we are going into Iraq as a war of liberation, or cites the example of what happened in Afghanistan, where people celebrated in the streets after U.S. troops entered, you would disagree.
Well, I'm not certain what we've done with Afghanistan yet. I don't think that we can say that the greater majority of the population was for America and its so-called, you know, liberation of Afghanistan.
And you suspect also that the Iraqi people are not going to celebrate and rejoice at the idea of being freed from a dictator in Saddam Hussein.
I don't believe that. And even if I did, I don't think that the approach that we should be taking should be an approach of war. I think it should be a diplomatic approach. I don't think that we should start killing innocent, you know, bus drivers and bakers and housewives because we don't like Saddam Hussein.
You asked the really intriguing question in this book, who is our enemy? And you say if Osama bin Laden was behind the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center that you witnessed, then he is our enemy.
Absolutely. Anybody who engages in terrorism is our enemy. Anybody who engages. And that seems to me the broadest way of looking at it. And I think the way that George Bush at least gives lip service to it. When we are exacting embargoes on countries around the world, when our CIA is supporting revolutions in countries that don't necessarily meet our economic ends in the world, when we're doing things like that, we're involving ourselves in terrorism because we're putting political pressure on countries that is causing people to die for our own ends. It's just as wrong if I do it as when Osama bin Laden does it. The problem is we don't want to see where we're involved in it.
Let me stop for a second and put it in different terms. When you look at a Milosevic, when you look at a Saddam Hussein, when you look at the Taliban, don't you think it's possible to say these people threaten world peace, they're in key spots, and maybe by possession of weapons of mass destruction, they threaten to destabilize the entire globe, and therefore America does have an interest in dealing with them?
Well, I think we have an interest. This is a problem that we have, that we can't be the policemen of the world for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's wrong. It's wrong when we kill children. It's wrong when we levy these embargoes. That's one thing.
Wait a second, but isn't it wrong when people plow airplanes into big buildings and...
Listen, I've never heard any proof that anybody in Iraq ordered a plane to be crashed into the World Trade Center. I mean, that was a terrible event. But I just can't, you know, pick a guy because he lives in the Middle East. I mean, he's a secularist. How can I say that he did it?
The connection would be that he is developing weapons of mass destruction and possibly allowing them to fall into the hands of terrorists who would be enemies of America.
We developed the weapons of mass destruction that crashed into the World Trade Center. They were our jets. You know, really, if the Iraq had made some kind of bomb or weapon or somehow paid for these guys to do this, I would understand us saying, we need to get that man out of there because he's an enemy. He's trying to kill us. He's trying to destroy us. I don't see it.
So you say that African Americans in 2003, though, are silent on the war by conditioning, not by choice.
Yeah, I think that we've learned to be quiet, especially on international issues. I love America. One of the things is a lot of people, when I start talking, think, well, you must be an anti-American. No, I love America. I think that America has more potential and more power, and African Americans specifically have so much potential and power to make this a better world. I think once we begin to realize how powerful we are and how rich we are and how able we are compared to the rest of the world, not compared to white America, for instance, then we can see how we can realize that power. And once we do, there'll be no stopping us. I mean, we can actually make a wonderful world for everybody, even people who don't like us.
Mosley ends his book on a down note. Self-critically, he complains that he has few solutions to help black Americans find a way to take a larger role in influencing American policy on the possible war with Iraq. But Mosley is convinced that African Americans, indeed all Americans, need to have more of a say in how the U.S. responds to the terrorist threat. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
An extended version of Juan's interview, including Mosley's opinions on the budget, the federal government, and Secretary of State Colin Powell, is at npr.org.